This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm Mike Lamp. Colorado has joined other states accusing TikTok of stonewalling an investigation into its practices. CPR's Paolo Jalceda has more.
The nationwide investigation focuses on whether the platform has violated consumer protection laws by circulating harmful content about body image issues and suicide. Colorado Attorney General Phil Weiser says TikTok has endangered its users' mental health, particularly children.
Too many algorithms on too many platforms are pushing people down dangerous dark holes.
Weiser is one of 46 attorneys general asking a Tennessee court to make TikTok turn over internal communications. Republican Representative Ken Buck introduced a bill last year banning TikTok from federal devices, citing security concerns. President Biden signed the ban into law in December. I'm Paolo Jalceda, CPR News.
In 2022, Colorado consumers complained most about unauthorized subscriptions or memberships and cancellation problems with them. The Attorney General released the top 10 consumer complaints from last year. Besides retail problems, Coloradans complained about remodeling and general contractors, including heating and air conditioning repair. They also had complaints about automotive repair and complaints about government agencies, according to the report. The real estate market in Colorado Springs continues to slump. The Pikes Peak Association of Realtors says the median price of a single-family home fell to $440,000 in February, down from a record high of $495,000 in June. Fewer homes are being listed for sale, and the average time a house remains on the market has climbed to 54 days. In June, the average was just 10 days. Colorado Springs is the state's second-largest housing market behind Metro Denver. In the Springs today, turning sunny and highs near 40, Metro Denver staying in the 30s. Should be a little warmer tomorrow. This is CPR News and KRCC.